green beans, string beans. They used to call them string beans. Mm-hmm. Well, in those early days, they were. You had to snap them, you know. And they'd have a kind of a tough string on them, and you had to peel that back. Well, they have now the stringless, you know. You're not bothered with that anymore. Uh-huh. But you used to have to snap them and pull that string off because they were stringy. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there's the dry bean. But we never went in for drying those. There was the Bolita and the Pinto and the Lima. But as I recall, I never did after I was growing farm, raised them anyway. But and I don't think the folks ever did. They might have grown some Lima, but takes a little longer growing season than what we have here. Most of that is over on the western slope or down in the Arkansas valleys where they raise lots of the dry beans.
Yeah. You mentioned a bean called a Bolita.
Mm-hmm.
Is that B-E-L-I-T-A? Bolita?
B-E-L-O-I-T-A.
Okay. I've just never heard of that, and that's why I was curious.
Well, it's quite rare. You don't see them much. Well, Mexican beans, what we call them, too. Common name, Mexican bean. But the regular name was Bolito.
Okay, Bolito. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And they are real good after cooked up. They don't have the... They're similar to the Pinto in flavor, but I like them a little better if you can get them. But you don't get them. I think they've probably just about lost the seed. I don't know. Mm. There's a few of them around yet. Occasionally, see them down around La Jara. I get some down there.
You mentioned beets. Was there a particular kind of beet that y'all would grow, or were there different kinds of beets that people would grow?
Well, here was the red beet for the table beet, I think. Of course, there's the sugar beet, but we never grew those. Mm. If we did, we just grew them, that is, the folks did, to feed the hogs or cows or something, because they're sweet and they're a good feed for livestock.
I see.
But we never raised them for sugar purposes.
Yeah. Okay.
This wasn't sugar beet country. They tried it for a few years here, but it didn't go.
Okay. And how about potatoes? Did y'all grow different kinds of potatoes, or was there just one particular kind?
Now they call it Irish potato.
Okay.
But that's... I guess that just takes in the whole group. Now you have many kinds of russet Burbank, but they're all Irish potatoes, I believe, is what they are.
Ever grown any sweet?
To distinguish between them and the sweet potato, of course, the sweet potato, that's a potato too, but sweet potato. And this Irish potato, though, is the one that's the most common in this country.
Did your folks growing up, or did you ever grow? There's another vegetable I was thinking about that grows on a kind of a short vine, that grows those big red juicy things you cut up and you eat on sandwiches or hamburgers, or maybe you'll put in a salad. Have you ever heard of those? They're real good on a salad or on a sandwich, maybe. You know, a lot of times on a hamburger you'll eat lettuce and or maybe sometimes people eat what is called a BLT, a bacon, lettuce, and
tomato.
Yeah. Did y'all grow those?
Yeah.